Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show with Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Are you awake?
Yeah.
What day is that?
Throwback Thursday.
Throwback.
Throwback Thursday.
A bit of a throwback.
You know, throwback.
Thursday.
What does that mean?
It's more fun.
Oh. It's Thursday and tomorrow's Friday.
Come on, start this thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let's put on a show.
Let's make it our best show ever.
What is this?
Showtime.
All right, it's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morning Show number 2487. Throwback Thursday, if you're still listening to us, that's our gift to you, Throwback Thursday.
Yes, Throwback Thursday. Yes, I wore a throwback bra today.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's one I haven't worn in a while. I thought, what the heck? I'm doing
it, man.
Let me
see that. That's nice.
It's a nice dark blue. Look at that. Look, it's a dark blue one. It's pretty, huh?
Looking fabulous.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Thank you very much, yeah.
6:08, Thursday morning. Project H2O, we are stoked.
Yes, we are.
Stoked.
It's getting busy.
Now, we'll talk more about what's happening this Saturday, but if you're going to be out in the Henderson area near South Boulder Highway, Carla will be out there from 2 to 3 at the Port of Subs at 832 South Boulder Highway. You were out in Henderson, last week?
I'm going to be out there again today. Come on by, bring a case, bring 3, 4, it doesn't matter. We'll hook you up with something if you do that.
4 or more, and lunch is on Porta Subs.
Right.
You collect 25 cases of bottled water where you work. Porta Subs will deliver a 6-foot sub.
Yeah.
So you can celebrate with everybody in your office. So details about Project H2O on our website, 96.3kklz.com. All right, tickets for Disneyland. We have those to give away. Be listening in about an hour. We'll tell you when and what hour to be listening for that magic wand. Otherwise, plenty of sunshine this morning with a few high clouds later this afternoon. Highs today, tomorrow in the low 90s. Only 70, already 70, maybe I should say now. Let's find out a few things we think you should know.
I get all my news from the radio.
Here are just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Building to big news
on 96.3 KKLZ.
Listen, do be prepared. Southwest Airlines pilots may be striking, and that is set for tomorrow if that happens. So
perfect.
Just be prepared. Yeah, exactly. Now, at Southwest, they might be a few hours behind schedule if they're going to strike. But it's not good if they don't work this out prior. Listen, there is a very mean scam out there. You may have gotten it. It's been going around for a while, but it seems to be in full force, and it's on Facebook, and it's the one that you got that says, "Look who died in an accident. I think you know him. So sorry." If you get it, do not touch it. Don't click on it. Don't do anything. It's a huge, huge phishing scam to get information off your personal information. So be careful with that. And I've gotten it from several people.
I have too.
Yeah. And just let them know. Do not click on it. And let them know as well. So going to be harder for kids in Big Sky Country to stay up on the Tide Pod eating and cheese in the face challenges because Montana became the first state to fully ban TikTok yesterday. They're banning it. It's supposed to go into effect January 1st. Now, TikTok's going to fight it. But in case you don't know, the U.S. and Canada both banned TikTok on government devices earlier this year. They say it is very dangerous, and they can really get into your stuff. Anytime you delve into anything, guess what? They're privy to information at this point.
You know what? I'm dropping everything.
I'm about ready to, Mike.
Because anything you touch, like you said, people will say, oh, well, China has all your information.
Yeah.
Russia has all your information.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, thank God I don't have a lot of value.
Same here. Same here.
I got nothing.
I know. I'm not worth much if you're going
to
use me.
Really? You're taking time to research me?
I know. You're going to negotiate with me? You're going to use me as a pawn? I don't think so. And people, you know what? There are a lot of details, but the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, it's been around for almost 90 years.
Yeah.
They're changing the name of the Wienermobile.
Oh, no, you can't change the name.
I know. It's going to be called the Frankmobile. Now, they're saying it could be permanent. It could just be temporary. They are promoting a new recipe that they're rolling out for their Franks. And so because of that name, people are thinking, well, they're probably just doing that for a while. I hope they don't change it. You know, I just think you can't change
it. No, it's the Wiener. It's Oscar Mayer. Sing.
Thank you.
Why aren't you driving the Oscar Mayer?
I would love to drive that. There's six of them in the country, too. I'd love to be able to drive that.
You're small enough. You should be able to fit.
I think so. I don't know how those pedals lie at the bottom.
Yeah.
But I would love to drive that thing. I don't know why they're changing the name. I hope it is just temporary, unless they're being, you know, made fun of by all the other mobiles or something. I don't know. Just leave it be. Leave it be. You're the Wienermobile. Accept it. Accept it now. That's right. You are the Wienermobile. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Fairway Buick. Family-friendly pricing only at Fairway Buick GMC at East Sahara. Boulder Highway. Visit fairwaybuickgmc.com.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. Because if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
Carla, I just want to bring this back up as we were playing Madonna.
Yeah.
Everybody should know that Carla started dancing going, this was so Club Carla.
Yeah.
So Club Carla.
Man, so. I just took me right back to that Howard Johnson's lounge, you know, happy hour turned into, you know, there's the dance floor. And, yeah. Oh, man, the Red Roof Inn. Ooh, there were a few of those and a few of them. Oh,
those were your clubs.
Remember back in the day when, yeah. I mean, nightclubs weren't. They were in places,
yeah.
You know, or they were small. They weren't, you know, unless you were in L.A. or New York. But, yeah, it was great, man.
Even because Carla knew if she went to an airport bar, you'd never see that person again.
No, I wouldn't see that guy again. No, I would not. No, thank you. Thank you, Hal. Howard, I'm sorry. Howard. Sorry about that.
No, I got your number.
Oh, it's right. Yes, I got it. I gave you mine. Yes, that's my real number. Jeez.
I wrote it on your hand.
Yes, exactly. Oh, man, how many times did you do that? Or when somebody did give you their number, it was like, yeah. God darn it, where did I? It was on a napkin. Where did I put that? Where
I left
that
it napkin? In my pants.
Oh, no.
And yes. I washed and my pants.
Yes. It's in my other purse, and I did. Oh, God, where is it?
And the odds of you seeing that person again were so high.
Oh, no. And God forbid you did at some point. Because I used to work a lot of the, you know, the same city, and I'd go back and once in a great while, usually in Sacramento for some reason, I would run into that person one more time. I was like, oh, you've got to be kidding me.
We have to go. Was there any time that you said, I can't even work that market anymore because...
Yes.
I don't want to run into this person or that person.
Yeah, I'll be very honest. You know what market it was, Mike? It was South Bend, Indiana.
You were such a tramp in South Bend that you couldn't even work the market. You couldn't do the comedy clubs.
I almost, and I say that with the utmost respect. It was like the second or third time I worked there, and I almost hooked up. It's a kind of a bad story, but I almost hooked up with somebody who worked at the club.
Oh.
And then I didn't want to. And he got very upset. It was like, yeah, okay, I'm not. I can't.
I crossed that city off my list.
Yeah, I had to cross. Sadly, I had to cross South Bend, Indiana off my list. Oh, shoot. Wow.
When's the last time you worked South Bend? Oh, it's been a while.
I don't even work it anymore. I can't go back in that city. Jeez.
How many other people listening bright and early this morning have those stories? Where you go, God, if I go back to this city, there's a chance. Slight as it might be, there's a chance.
I might run into that person.
I'm not even going back there.
I can't.
It's like a no place. It's like a nowhere city.
Yes,
it's like nothing.
Minot. Oh, no. Oh, no, no. I can't go back to Minot.
Come on. There has to be other people listening this morning like you.
Yeah. Oh.
Because of one reason or another, you go, I just can't go back there.
And I mean, not to mention
the bad memories.
Right. And I was on the road a lot.
You were.
And it's usually those smaller cities. I had no problem with New York, San Francisco, St. Louis. I didn't care. But yeah, god darn South Bend. And I used to love going by that candy store to watch them make the candy, too. Oh, it's so cute.
You'd see his reflection behind you in the window.
It's him. The movie.
Like Eddie and the Cruisers. At the end of Eddie and the Cruisers.
Is that Hal? Howard. I'm sorry. Howard. It's Howard.
Anybody else want to share a secret like that? Go ahead. Text in. Call in. Carla can't be the only one. We'll take a break and be back. See, Carla, you're not the only one.
Man, I guess not.
You're not the only one.
Oh, my Lord.
Text lines are blowing up.
Well, it seems to be everywhere in the Midwest. Now, Peggy said, oh, Mike, Carla, oh, my God, my old hometown. Well, actually, Mishawaka?
Is Mishawaka, Indiana?
Back home again in Indiana.
Mishawaka,
yes.
Indiana.
Yes. Okay, then, Peggy, good enough. Now, another one of our listeners said, oh, I can't, well, why would you really want to go, but I can't go back to Kalamazoo, Michigan. I met somebody there. We dated for a short while. I might still be dating him because we never really broke up. I moved to Las Vegas. I love those stories. Wow.
Where you have to move out of town.
Yeah, and Kalamazoo's not huge.
No.
But, you know, it's not small, certainly now, but it's not huge at all.
Right.
And there's probably a good chance that you could run into somebody there. Joe says, I used to live up in Truckee, believe it or not, for about 2 years.
Oh.
And there's somebody I dated up there, and it ended just horribly. I don't think I can ever go back to Truckee for any amount of time. Truckee?
It's beautiful
okay,
up there.
It's beautiful, but yeah,
but it was that bad, you can't even go back?
I love these things that end badly. It's just...
Well, you have to pack the bags.
I can't go to South Bend.
And move out of Dodge.
Ever again. Is it just a layover in South Bend? If that's what it is, okay, but I can't stay there.
Debbie's on the phone. Debbie, what were you saying?
I'm originally from Niles, Michigan, which is about 5 miles from South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah.
And I missed Carla's story about South Bend, Indiana.
Well, let me put it this way. She's not going back anytime soon.
No. It was in my younger days at a comedy club there that I loved, too, the Funny Bone. You know, I almost hooked up with somebody that worked there, and he wasn't very happy that we didn't hook up.
Aww.
And then I couldn't go back. I couldn't go back and work there because I couldn't do it. He was a manager. I couldn't.
You know why I know Niles, Michigan? Because I dated a girl that went to Notre Dame. Why she would date me, I have no idea. But the cool thing is you could hop in the car, go across the state line to Niles, Michigan, where drinking the age was 18.
We're 18, yeah.
And Indiana was 21.
And see, we lived in Michigan, and there was nothing there to do, so we'd go across the border into Indiana.
Yeah.
And we'd go to the South Bend Cubs. The Cubs have a minor league team.
Oh, yeah, they have a minor league team there.
Yeah, so we'd go there, we'd go to the movies there, we'd go shopping there. Everything we did was in South Bend, Indiana.
You know, it's so funny that you say that. This is a whole different subject. Like, what was, like, growing up in Reno, which at the time was, you know, there's gambling, there's everything. And then our little getaway was, you know, San Francisco and all that. I'm listening to you guys. We'd go from Niles.
There was a
Michigan,
big exchange program going on.
Into Indiana.
We're going into Michigan to drink. They're coming across to go to a Cubs minor league game.
I know. We were going to see the Giants play. And I was like, that's very funny. I love that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
We love it when people take the time to text in, and you can do it anytime at 702-739-9636. Text or call, same number. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 724. Mom has texted in. Where do you draw the line with the daughter's boyfriend?
Yeah, that's exactly the question. Oldest has a boyfriend, been together a year. She expects us to invite him to everything. We go to dinner, he has to come. I get tickets to the movie, he has to come. Of course, mom and dad, you know, we pay for anything anytime we go out.
Oh.
25 years old, so this isn't like kids. What? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought the kid was like 13, 14 years old.
No, we're talking adults here.
Oh.
But when do you, even harder though than I think, when they're not living at home, because there's no rules. That's the what? I don't live at home. What are you giving me rules for? I mean, do you have to do the old listen?
No, you do. I'll tell you right now, with two daughters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And you draw the line now and say, first of all, we don't have to. He doesn't have to come to everything.
Yeah, but I love him.
I know you love him.
If he's
you can
coming,
love him over there just as well.
Then I'm not coming if he can't come.
Then fine. But we have family time. We have family time. And by the way, next dinner we go to and he shows up.
Yeah.
Either pay for the tip, the bottle of wine, or something.
Then we'll just go out with his parents.
Fine.
We don't need to see you. See, I'm afraid then it causes a riff in the family. You know, I don't know. But I mean,
if he's an upstanding guy.
Never, well, I know. Maybe
he'll say, you're right.
I should have a few bucks.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And I get parents do that. It's like, oh, no, we got it. You know, we got it. But once in a while, you got to say, hey, we got it.
Right.
You know, or I got it. I'll here. Let me get the tip.
When I take Kelly and her family out.
Mm-hmm.
And we go out, and normally David will say, can I throw in the tip or something? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Right.
Or I got all this. Next time, just the four of us go out with the kids.
Right.
You can pay for the drinks.
I'll get the
He'll say, I'd rather pay for the tip.
For the food. Yeah.
Food.
Exactly. But yeah, she said it's not, okay, so not quite a year. A year, about a month it'll be. So it's still kind of new. It's still good. It's still, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess you just draw the line early on.
He can't be at everything.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are other people who may say, well, what? What's the big deal?
All right, mom and dad, do you have this situation? Or did you have it? Or were you that situation?
Yeah. And I'll bet it's worse, actually, even when they're younger, too. Because, you just fall so hard when they're young.
Because there are family traditions that you do together.
Right. Sure.
Like vacations or whatever the case may be.
Oh, I have some friends who, like, their daughter... and why? Why? Where, you know, you invited the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, goodwill. And then boyfriend just proceeded to take advantage of every good thing. Let's grab a little bite. Okay, I'm going to have the lobster again. Really? Wow. Okay.
And no drink under $15.
No. And then, okay, when you're home, see ya. No, thank you? No. Whoa. Hello.
Nothing.
No.
All right. Mom and dad, text in, call in. What would you tell this mother to do?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you draw the line? That's what we want to know this morning. So mom texted in and said, where do you draw the line with my daughter's boyfriend? She's 25. They live on their own. Do they live together?
No. I don't think, I don't think they live together. No.
But he wants to be at everything.
Yeah.
The daughter brings him to everything.
Brings him everywhere. Yes.
And mom ends up paying for everything. So where do you draw the line? Now, you want to text in, call in. Either way, do that. Same number, 702-739-9636. Lita's on the phone. Lita, tell everybody your story.
Okay, I've been through this.
Oh, boy.
To give you the background, I went back home to New Jersey. My kids actually stayed in the hotel room with me. They live there. Basically, I blew my stack because I don't drink and they drink. We went out and they expected me to pay for everything. And they were both working at the time and in their late 20s. So I pulled my daughter aside because she's the one you want to talk to. She's the relative. I said, listen, I'm on a budget. This is not free ride time. You guys drink. I don't drink. You have to, like, take at least every other meal. You can't just fun. And she understood. Like, oh, my God, Ma, I didn't even realize. I am so sorry.
There's nothing worse, too, than when somebody else is drinking and you're not and the bill comes. It's like, okay, excuse me?
This daughter's going to have to understand. He can't be with us all the time.
Right.
We have family time.
Right.
My daughter, I always established that it was special occasions or if I invite.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. If I invite him, then he's invited. If I don't, that's a sure sign that it's just us.
Yeah, that's a good way to start things out. Listen, why don't we do it when I invite him? And then he can come. When we do. Mom and dad.
Why are parents so afraid to draw the line?
I don't know. know that they're afraid to draw the line. I think sometimes it's just an awkward, you know, situation. People don't want it. Nobody likes confrontation.
Right.
Now, one of our listeners said the first time she asked if he could come, I'd say, yeah, but don't expect this all the time. And I told all four of my girls that. Very smart. They're very, very smart. Robin said, you know, 25 years old, I'd probably invite, you know, my daughter and boyfriend to a restaurant and say, you know what, those separate bills, you two buy yours, Dad and I got ours. Okay, we'll just split it right
down.
Yeah,
don't worry about us.
Yeah, then see, or, yeah, exactly.
Turn it around.
Yeah, don't you, you guys don't have to get ours. We'll get our own. But you establish that.
Exactly.
Early on.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there is nothing wrong with that at all. D also said basically the same thing. There's no way my daughter's boyfriend needs to go to everything, first of all.
Right.
Once in a while, okay, but not all the time, and I'll be damned if I'm paying for him. Maybe when you invite him over to, you know, like a holiday dinner, something like that, or you take him out, you know, once in a while, but nope, I'm not going to do it. And if my daughter got mad, oh, well, then she needs to put her big girl panties on and get through it.
I mean, when's the last time the boyfriend said, hey, you know what we should do for your mom and dad?
Yeah.
They've been so nice to me.
Let's take them
Whether
out.
It's even a barbecue at his place, he doesn't have to take them out fancy schmancy. I'll tell you this, as a father-in-law, you don't have to do anything fancy schmancy.
Mm-mm. No.
But just the thought.
No, yeah.
Hey, why don't you come over? I'll barbecue.
Yeah, I'll throw some burgers.
And you just sit around and you know what? That'd be great.
Keep it simple. Those are the best. Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah, you got to establish early, though.
Let's put the wraps on this deal with the mom who says, where do you draw the line with the daughter's boyfriend?
Right.
Russ, tell everybody your story.
The first time out with the family, okay, maybe the folks pay for it. At 25 and you're together with my daughter, you guys pay for your own. You're going to eat a dinner anyway, whether it's with or without us, so figure it out. And two, I actually knew a guy once who's insisted that his girlfriend of a year be in the family portrait.
Oh, when that happens, Russ, I'll tell you what you do.
No.
Russ, when that happens, put him on the end, either end, left or right.
Yeah.
That way, if it doesn't work out, the word is crop.
And you don't.
You crop him out.
2 months later, they were broken up and they had pictures plastered everywhere.
Put them at the end.
Yep.
You know what, Carla? People used to laugh at me when I would say that.
Yeah.
Until
they
would call me and say, oh my God, you were so right because now all I do is have pictures of this stupid ex.
Right.
In all the family pictures.
Yeah.
No, just put them at the end.
And put a teeny tiny bit of space.
Yeah. And don't anybody put your arm around them.
No.
And snip, snip, you still have the family portrait.
Love
Everybody's
it.
Good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Just a few more things the Mike and Carla Morning Show think you should know.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you know, whatever you think about the royal family or any of them, let's just leave them alone now. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were followed by paparazzi. They said this went on for about 2 hours in New York City. And like they're trying to get out of the way, all of that stuff. And one of their reps and security people said it was horrible. It was a relentless pursuit to get pictures. And people are comparing it to what happened to Princess Diana because it was just ridiculous. And, you know, they're not that interesting now. They're just not. Yeah. I mean, it's the whole royal lineage. That's interesting, but they're just people. Let them go.
I don't get how much. I don't get the price of their pictures. Like, people are willing to pay this much or that much.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
You would think the day and age that we live in, it would be a little different now.
Yeah.
You know? Because it used to be the first person that got pictures. Oh, that was a big deal. A lot of money, like you say. But
the royal baby.
Yeah.
And magazines were bigger back How many years ago?
Yes.
Life, look, people.
Yeah,
and
they were in there. You're right now. It's, what are you getting it from? Meme? Is that what we're doing? We're going to do a great meme. Just, yeah. I don't know. I don't get it. But that's me. Season 23 finale of The Voice will air on Tuesday. It'll include, now it'll be Blake Shelton's last show. And it'll include, Usher will be there, Gwen Stefani, Nick Jonas, Dolly Parton is going to be there as well. She's doing more now than she ever did.
Yeah.
Dolly. It's a second career or maybe a third career for her now, which is really, really cool. Some other things that I want to let you know about. Taco Bell is very upset. They want to use, nobody can use the phrase legally like Taco Tuesday because Taco John's has owned the trademark for almost 35 years. And they're pretty small. They used to have that day. It was a big deal. They had them up in Reno and Taco Tuesday was huge. So Taco Bell filed a court petition. And so they and other Mexican restaurants can use the slogan because legally they can't do it. Because Taco John's, how smart for them.
Do we have a Taco John's here?
I don't remember if we, I don't think we do.
Never seen one.
I don't think that we do.
I didn't know that.
They were in, I believe they were in California
too. That belongs to us.
Yeah. They say they just want common sense for usage of a common term now. And they're hoping that you know, everybody can come together on the Taco Tuesday front, Mike. I'm not making this up.
Same thing when it came to three-peat.
Right.
Remember when the Lakers...
Oh, yeah.
And you couldn't do that because Pat Riley...
Right.
...had patented or whatever you do...
Right.
To own that phrase.
Oh, my gosh.
He owned the phrase three-peat.
Wow. That's okay. Very smart, though.
Yeah.
Very smart.
If everybody's going to say it, somebody said it to him and he goes,
we'll own it. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to buy that.
Right. Unless you want to buy it from us, that is just fine.
You got to pay me.
That's what I think is going to happen. And Taco John's may end up making a whole lot of money off that tiny little phrase that started 35 years ago because that's what they did on Tuesdays.
Taco Tuesday.
They did Taco Tuesday, and you got two of them.
Okay.
And one other thing regarding food. Morty, you may say yes. A new Harris poll named Five Guys, America's favorite burger chain. They're good? Five. This is a major poll.
America's favorite burger
Not
chain. McDonald's?
Yeah. No. Favorite burger chain, Five Guys. There you go.
We got one right down the street.
Yeah.
We'll have to go and test it out.
We should test it out. Also, that used to be a Friday night for me when I was back in my wild days.
In South Bend.
Oh, if you missed the beginning of the show. Oh, my Lord. A few more things.
You've been banned.
Yes, I know.
Don't ever come to this town again.
Oh, no South Bend for me. A few more things you should know. Sponsored by Henderson Chevrolet.
Mike and Carla's Project H2O, 7th annual in high gear. And look at this. Porta Sub shows up again. Mike Adams just pulls up, backs up the pickup right to our front door, dropping off about 50 cases of bottled water.
Maybe a little bit easier than having to hand stack everything. Into the truck.
Yeah.
But, you know, the labor on the outside.
We love it.
Yeah.
Mike and Carla, their morning workout. Let's go.
No, I love that. I wish that other places in town might take notice, but okay.
Challenge on. Let's do this, Carla. Come on. If you're listening to me right now and you feel like you have it in you to drop off a pallet of water, I challenge you. Can you beat Porta Subs with a pallet of water? Come on.
Oh.
I don't care if you know the sandwich concept out there. Bring it down. This is all for the community and nothing but love.
Let's do it. Yeah, after I was, you know, bagging on all of the other sandwich places the other day, it's like, come on, make me look bad. Make me look bad now.
Good luck doing that. But
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
So Saturday, we're going to be out here in front of the radio station from 10 to 2.
Right.
You can drop off your water, 4 cases or more, free lunch on Porta Subs, 25 cases from where you work, and it's a 6-foot sub. You can share with the office.
25 cases or more.
Yeah.
You know, if you got an office of 25 people, everybody brings a case of water.
And how hard is that?
And we were just talking about team building right before we jumped on here. So what a great opportunity.
I think you guys just earned yourself a 6-foot sub for bringing all that water over here.
That's what I was hoping you'd say.
Sandwiches for everybody.
About that time.
Yeah, not only do you guys just help us, you know what, bring in more and more water, and you do this with us every year, you also donate, and that's really cool.
All right, thank Mike, you thank you so much.
Absolutely.
We'll see you Saturday.
Yep. Team Porta Subs, Mike and Carla, let's go. You know, yeah. Rainbow, Sahara and Durango, we're right here at the radio station.
Team
right,
POS, baby. Let's come go. On.
2920 South Durango Drive, 10 to 2 Saturday. And if you want more information about Project H2O, tap the free KKLZ app or go to 963KKLZ.com. I got to be honest, Carla, when I saw this story, I was shocked. Shocked that to read that a Chick-fil-A is closing. And yeah. this is in Atlanta. So everybody can settle down here.
Yes, yeah, relax.
It's not here in Vegas. Right. It's in Atlanta. And this is the very first Chick-fil-A to ever open. And it's officially closing its doors for good. Mm. And some people are taking this very hard.
Wow.
In the ATL, here's one guy who loves Chick-fil-A, very sad about this.
It was like one of the first. That was one of the first Chick-fil-A's that I remember as a kid going to, and I'm 58. So it's really heartbreaking.
It's part of his history. Memories.
Yeah, I guess.
Chick-fil-A closing in Atlanta. You wonder why.
Big deal there. Yeah. You know what? They just may have others that do better. They don't want to play. Sometimes they don't want to pay the leases. Sometimes, you know, if it's not worth it, what they're making as opposed to what they're paying out, who knows?
There used to be a McDonald's on Indianapolis Boulevard in Hammond.
Mm-hmm.
And after catechism on Saturday morning.
Right.
Our mom would pick us up and we'd always stop there as a treat.
Yeah.
And when it closed, we were like so surprised because you thought, wow, a McDonald's is closing?
How is that happening? Yeah.
And then when I moved to Vegas, there used to be one, God, I think it's off Jones. Again, when you see one of those close, you're like shocked. Right.
Yeah. Shocked. I know. They just get
bigger, I guess it happens, right?
Move, and yeah, they find a better location that's busier.
Okay.
You know, things like that. I personally do not get the whole Chick-fil-A thing. I do not get it, but again, there's a lot of that's me. So.
I went through the drive-thru with Ethan, our grandson. Yeah, he wanted Chick-fil-A.
How was that Sunday
you
afternoon?
You know what? It wasn't bad. They have down. They
I
have
know.
It
They've
down.
Got people. They've got this the tablet. I know.
No, I didn't get anything to eat, but I guess it's good. So.
Yeah, it tastes like chicken.
Yeah. So. On the flip side, listen to this. If you're thinking about getting married, a money-saving hack, a bride ordered Chili's.
Yeah.
As catering for her wedding.
Right?
Now, as weird as you think that might be, listen to her describe it and tell me if she hasn't stumbled onto something here. Here she is.
The food was amazing, and other people said so, too. I mean, they could have been lying to us, but we had chicken tenders, sliders. We had egg rolls, chips and salsa, Cajun chicken pasta. We had salad. I mean, it was the perfect meal for our wedding.
That sounds like a pretty good lineup of food to me.
Why not? If you're going to do, like, buffet style, you can get it from anywhere that's going to do catering. Why not?
They got sliders.
Yeah, I know.
They have a pickle on it.
Chicken nuggets for the kids.
Right.
Now you're good to go. Yeah, it gets out of hand, man. I have two of them this year. Two of my nephews are getting married. It's crazy.
I know when my daughter Kelly got married and we're planning the wedding and they put a price on each setting.
Yes.
This is how much it's going to cost.
Yeah.
Per plate.
Yes, people. And keep in mind, that doesn't mean that's your food. It means that's your place right there. And that means your setting, your seat,
everything.
Your cake, everything else. And that's, you know, could go for about $300-$500 a person.
Depending on what you're serving.
Jeez,
Chili sounds pretty good.
I was just going to say, Matt, if you're listening, and they're the parents of the groom, but, you know, it's different now. You're still involved.
Right.
Money-wise and all that, it's like, go to Chili's, you guys.
Now, does the father still, he does the rehearsal dinner.
Yes, and that was quite pricey. Because it was in the middle of nowhere,
right,
Mike, you know, at this beautiful hotel that looked like The Shining. And it's beautiful.
We're serving red rum, red rum.
It's like, I'm sorry. What? And, of course, my brother kept running around saying, here's Johnny. It's like, oh, well, happy wedding.
There's two little twins walking around. Yeah, Matt, if you're listening, Carla's brother, think about Chili's for the rehearsal dinner.
Why not?
They offer everything.
Yes. Yes, just do that. You know what? Go get, like, I don't know, 4 dozen chickens from Costco, right? Bring those
slice
over.
Them up. Yes. Or have a Viking rehearsal dinner. Just break it off with your hand.
Yes, we don't need utensils. Those cost money, too.
Like Tournament of Kings at Excalibur.
Right.
We're eating with our hands. Yeah. Yeah, but I have soup.
No,
drink
no.
it.
Yes, you drink it.
Drink it. But you think about Chili's.
The food was amazing. And other people said so, too. I mean, they could have been lying to us. But we had chicken tenders, sliders. We had egg rolls, chips and salsa, Cajun chicken pasta.
Love it.
We had salad. I mean, it was the perfect meal for our wedding.
See?
Smart.
TikTok.
Very smart.
A TikTok hack.
Very smart.
All right, we'll take a break and be back. Carl, I was just thinking about that bride's hack about Chili's.
Yes.
You know, it has to be her idea, though, because I think if the...
if he does it.
If the groom says, hey, how about Chili's catering or Buffalo Wild Wings?
It's the old father of the bride thing. Let's just have a barbecue in the backyard. Now, she would have said it if Diane Keaton would have said it.
Right.
There would have been a barbecue in the backyard.
That's why you have to leave it up to the bride.
Yeah. What do you think? I mean, that's kind of tacky, isn't it? No, that's a great idea.
That's perfect.
I would like that.
Beer and Buffalo Wild Wings.
I don't know, honey.
You sure? Think about it.
It's up to you.
I guess. 8:53. I know Jody wouldn't have gone for it, so.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Got another story out of Atlanta, Carla.
Uh-oh.
Two anonymous women have made a career out of charging $50 to remove boots off cars that have been put on by parking enforcement. Now,
I love that.
Baby boot or a boot baby and boot shiesty of the boot girls. Here they are removing the metal boot off one of their customers, and a parking enforcement employee catches on to him, and he says, wait a second, listen to this interchange.
You can't do it.
You can't do it. You're finna step on her foot.
I'm not stepping on your foot.
You need to go, like, for real.
No, you can't do this.
You're mad.
No, you cannot take this off, ma'am.
Who's mad?
Okay. Nope.
It's legal. Like,
it's not.
Yes,
it's not.
It is.
It's not legal.
What's wrong with you? Hurry up. We finna go.
Oh, my gosh. I'm laughing because I sound like the biggest idiot, you know, like all through my 20s or so. In college, I cannot tell you how many times I got my car booted. Because, like, you had to get to class. There's very little parking.
Right.
It was like, I think this is a... Yeah, this spot's okay. And I probably 4 times I had my car booted.
Seriously. I have never had a car booted.
It's the worst feeling in the world.
And I don't think I would mess with these girls either.
No. I wish they were available.
And yes, it is.
It's not
What's wrong with you? Okay. Hurry up. We want to go.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, my God. Because it was like even back then, it was like $100.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
So baby boot and boot shiesty.
Yo, I love that.
Or boot baby and boot shiesty.
And
they're from the boot girls.
That's so
They'll come over and remove a boot.
What's wrong with you? Hurry up. We're going to go.
Listen to her. She's taking my boot off. I don't whatever.
Hurry up.
Touch my boot. Listen, in Argentina, you know, the women there, they know what they want. And one woman, she locked her boyfriend in her house for 3 days to prevent him from cheating. Apparently he was cheating on her. Yeah.
Wasn't that called kidnapping or?
Yes, Mike, in some places it is. Yes.
But in Rio.
Yes. She took like certain apps off of his phone and then smashed his phone so he wouldn't talk to other women. And then she locked him in her house and you know, for like several days. Well, finally, he found his girlfriend's phone. He was able to get it. And he sent a text to a friend for help. And the cops came, and they charged the girlfriend with illegal deprivation of liberty.
Oh.
Not kidnapping. Are you kidding me, Argentina?
I'm sorry. What's the charge?
Illegal deprivation of liberty.
Yes.
Guilty.
That's what I would say. Illegal deprivation of liberty.
This guy must be hot.
Yeah. No kidding.
For
no
her
kidding.
To do that. Yeah. To risk that.
Deprivation of liberty. Where are the boot girls? Can I get the boot girls?
And by the way, I'm taking a circumstance day.
Yes, that's right. Oh, he's taking a circum-something day, I'll bet.
A recall from yesterday.
Yes, that's right. You know what? That is it for Thursday.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Okay, we're back.
I'm ready. 96.3 KKLZ.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news. Hopefully start that work day off on a little more positive note. Sponsored by Legacy Air, this is kind of a follow-up story. I mentioned a few weeks ago there was a pizza shop owner who offered free pizza for a year for Taylor Swift tickets. It's a little pizza joint, and they couldn't afford it. Well, he got his wish. Somebody hooked him up, he and his wife, with tickets to Taylor's show. The thing is, it was a local woman, Janine is her name. She saw the offer on Facebook. Turned out she was going to Taylor's Houston show with a friend, but they had two extra tickets because somebody else wasn't going.
Wow.
So they made it happen, and Janine says, this place is the bomb. Their pizza is great. She said, and I'm going to try to go as often as I can, even though I'm trying to stay healthy.
Right, right.
I want to enjoy this pizza for a year. So how cool is that?
The fact that somebody dumped on them and said, no, I can't go.
I know.
How do you not go to a Taylor Swift concert when they bought tickets?
Agree. And I'm wondering, I don't even know. I mean, that was it. They just handed them over and they have free pizza for a year. I mean, that would be cool.
That would be awesome.
And this is pizza. It's whatever they want, yeah. Whenever they want to come in and have pizza.
Great. Yeah. That's it. You know what? Good story. Good follow-up. If you have a feel-good happening in your life, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Submit it through the MNC mailbag on our page at 96.3kklz.com. All right. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. In fact, Carla Ray is going to be out at the Porta Subs on Boulder Highway in Henderson. We'll be out there from 2 to 3. Drop off your cases of bottled water. 4 cases or more. Lunch is on the house.
That's right. Please come by.
If you want more information about Project H2O, tap the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3kklz.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She has tickets for Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes.
So be listening for that. 12:40. She'll give those away. Otherwise, we are back tomorrow. So do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today? Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app on the Apple or Google App Stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.